You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gay proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet
good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it is 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down south. Let's check in with Captain Rihanna this morning, see what she's up to. I don't know whether she's Mansfield or Baffin this morning. We're going to find out, though. Rihanna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
What's up?
Not much. Just
we are
sitting here. Sitting here sipping on my coffee, and as soon as I put it down, I get sworn by cats because I've got a bunch of cats here, and they come and try to drink my coffee, so I can never sit it down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've got little thieves around here. Coffee thieves. Yeah, it's pretty foggy here right now. I'm at home right now in Baffin.
Right.
And it's been real foggy this last week, of course, because our air temperature has been, it's been warm. It was warm yesterday. Water temperature is climbed up to just right at 70. So,
dang.
Considering how cool it got a week and a half ago or so, I mean, I know one day, within a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it was 56, you know. We were seeing numbers 56, 57.
Yeah.
And now it's 70. So, a lot of fluctuation going on right now. And, of course, coming off of last weekend and fishing the tournament and pre-fishing and all, you know, you come off of a high. You know, I call that a high. It's an adrenaline rush, you know. And I always tell my, and of course, other guide friends that I know, we understand that, you know, when you're coming off of the water, you're coming off of an adrenaline high. And then when you're washing the boat, you're putting everything out, you're coming off of it. It's an emotional thing that I'm talking about. And, so coming off of that this last weekend, you know, it gives me time to kind of reboot, mentally, physically. And then of course our weather changed, right after the weekend. We were used to, it was wet, rainy, or drizzly, a lot of moisture in the air, and windy and overcast. And so we had that for a solid week, you know, at least solid 5 days. And then right after that, it was like sunny, high pressure, sunny. And I was like, oh my goodness, such a big change. And typically after you get a certain kind of cold front, if it's a dry front, you'll have that preceding the next couple of days, which I don't like dry fronts. I prefer one that brings a little bit of low pressure. If I could have an ideal big trout day, it would be cold, windy, and wet. nasty weather. Because I'll say this, the better fish that I've caught in the winter have been during conditions like that. It hasn't been crystal clear, calm, high pressure. Not saying it can't be done. It can be done in that stuff. I've seen it happen in stuff like that. It's just,
I think your odds are better, though, in adverse conditions, you know, big fish.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. I agree.
Especially if you're raising, just, you know, shallow flats and things like that where they can't see you as good.
Oh, yeah.
And get some good ripple and chop on the water and cut the visibility down for them.
Absolutely. And as you know, down here, the water can clear up big time, especially in the winter. Our water is gin clear in some areas. Even up on the west shoreline, you know, from just north of Mansfield all the way up into Gladys, and the water's gorgeous. It's a deep green. And up shallow, you can see the ripples. You can see those little undulations. You can see the grass beds. Everything's visible. And even if I'm walking in just about waist deep water, I can see my wade boots. So, you know, that this last month, really and truly, the thought that's been going through my mind when I'm waiting and I see puffs every time I take a step, I'm like, if I can see my shoes, I know that those fish can see me at least 50 yards away. So that's why I'm chunking my lures far as I can. And it always seems like the bigger fish that I'm catching are within the first 10 to 15 feet of when I start reeling, from when that lure hits the water. It's hardly ever right in front of me. Now, I will say, you get some smaller trout, slot trout, that will chase your lure all the way up to you. And then as soon as you pull that lure out of the water, they just pop the top of the water. I've seen that a lot, upper column bites like that. And so when we see that, sometimes we'll switch to a kind of a slow sinking twitch bait or a floater or something to kind of work the upper column. But most of the good bites that we've had, I will honestly say, I don't think I've had one trout bite on the upper column, good trout bite. They've all been way down low, and they've all been on tails on Little John. Again this week, guess what lure I was catching them on?
Good old Little John's.
Little John XL, that's right. And I've had the question, you know, folks ask me, you know, what lures have been treating you well, you know, this winter. And I'll tell them, look, I've thrown everything in the kitchen sink at them. I've thrown corkies. I've thrown floaters. I've thrown floating soft dines, regular soft dines, little dines, corky devils. And I will say, corky devil, man, oh, man, that's one of my favorite baits to throw. You know why? When you're looking for a big bite, they will inhale it completely. And when you're looking for a committed bite, I noticed last year I was having a lot of luck with that lure later into the winter season, like more February, March, right in those months when the grass wasn't it wasn't so thick. It was a little bit more scattered as far, you know, I was working defined grass beds, so I was able to deliberately work the perimeters of these grass beds, and it was primarily sand, and so we had a couple of close calls with freezes last year, and so the grass situation wasn't as dense as it is right now. Say yesterday, oh my goodness, Mickey, we were dragging in turtle grass every cast in some areas. And it seems like when the water temperature comes up, we have these hot days, that turtle grass comes up and it just rows up, and it's thick blades, and it's just rows after rows after rows. You know, it hadn't been like that early on in the week and last week, and it wasn't that bad. But I think it's warmer water temperature. It always seems like when it gets warmer in the winter time, you have a couple warm days, that grass really comes up, and there's big bunches of it in Mansfield right now. Some of it that's floating way out deep that I guess is over time, just collected over time. And but the stuff up shallow, all that turtle grass is starting to die off. So it's coming up and floating up. And that's one thing that we've got to deal with this time of year that can be, it can be a little frustrating at times working a tail, or if you want to work something with a treble hooks, it's tough. I just simply don't throw them. I simply don't throw anything with treble hooks when there's that much grass, because one little blade of that grass completely changes the dynamic of that lure, and then is done. I will say this. I don't think I've ever caught a big trout on a lure that had a bunch of grass on it. I've caught a trout that hit a lure, then all of a sudden she collected a bunch of grass from nose diving. But typically, when you capture all that grass, you can't walk it right. It doesn't float right.
I will say this. One time, I had a guy fishing with me. We were over Sabine Lake. We're throwing topwaters out of the boat. We're catching them in like 7-8 feet of water on topwaters, crushing them, man. Beautiful trout. And he caught a trout about 7 pounds, and he had a head of lettuce on the back of that topwater. He hooked a bunch of seaweed, you know, sargasm. And he just started reeling it in, said, oh, man, I grassed up. And all of a sudden, kawoom, he catches like a 7-pound trout. He had more seaweed than he had lure. So that was pretty awesome.
He had some salad with his big
That's
trout,
it,
huh?
Man. Fed that trout a head of lettuce, man.
My goodness.
I'd never seen that before. That's the only time I'd seen it. But, you know, yeah, that's where things have happened, you know.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah, that's the first time I've heard of it happening, too. I guess when they're when they're hungry enough, they'll go for it. They see an opportunity, they'll go for it.
Well, what I figure, that fish was probably on that lure from the end of his cast and was, you know, trailing it and decided, I'm going to eat it. And
that too.
Even though he grassed up, he just said, I'm smoking it. So he ate it.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, it's interesting what these trout can end up doing. Sometimes they'll surprise you. And like yesterday, we fished till 5 in the afternoon yesterday. We started at 6:30, so that was about an 11-hour day.
Yeah, y'all marathoned it.
When I get a group that is determined like I am to find a big one, I ask them, you're not on any kind of schedule, are you? And then they both say no. I said, okay, and then I always ask them if they actually want to marathon it like that, and if they're cool with it, I'm like, look, I ain't got nothing else going on. Let's do it.
Well, it betters your chances, you know, more time and more cash.
Yep.
You just never know when you're going to drop that lure in front of a big one that's going to eat it. Let me take this break, Rihanna. I'll be right back at you. Hang with me, girl.
All right.
Be right back. Well, Bayou City Angler, they're Houston's fishing outfitter. They're now open 7 days a week, and they're in full operation. They had a successful grand opening party yesterday. I hope everybody got out to that. It was heard it was a lot of fun. They're a full operation in tackle store with custom items like Yeti, Turtle Box, all their pliers, knives, etc. They even engrave and personalize products in-house for your boat name, ranch, company. Makes great gifts for Christmas. And check out their new product like Texas Custom Soft Plastics. Biggest inventory of Corky and Winter Big Trout baits in Houston. They have a huge stock of Shimano reels. And check out their new G Lumis. They just released the NRX. It's a badass wading rod, a version of the old crankbait rod everyone used back in the day with the 100 MG reels. You remember those. And the Bates DC reels, they have arrived. And plus, they have the new Coastal Brew Deceiver paddle tails. Go by and check out a fine tackle store, Bayou City Angler, 8933 Katy Freeway. That's right next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. That's Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 520. All right, Brianna, we are back.
Hey, Mickey.
All right, where were we?
We were talking about marathons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
More time on water, more cash spent. More production of big trout.
More opportunity. And that's what I'm all about on the water. You know, these two guys, they wanted to catch a big one. And we were looking for a big one. And I love that. Those are just my kind of folks right there. Just determined to find that one big fish. I told them, I said, look, I don't care who catches it. I just want to see her. I just want somebody to catch a big one. And we caught so many trout, and ranging from 5 inches long to 25. The biggest one we caught was like 5.5, several fives, but nothing bigger than that. And we grinded hard. It was just one of those days, you know, I don't think we were at the right place at the right time. And we covered a lot of area. I pretty much stayed north, yesterday and ran all the way north. We ended up in Gladys's yesterday, and that's about a 35-minute run. I timed it when I left. It was 4:12 when we left, and then when we got in, it was about 4:48, so about 36 minutes. And I'm running 30 miles an hour. You know, I'm not going real fast. So just the easy, and the wind was coming out of the southeast, so kind of pushing against us too. But we got into what I call Dink City back there. It was every cast. It was a small one. I mean, every cast towards the end, those small ones were hungry. And there's no shortage of small trout in Mansfield right now. I mean, but I guarantee you those bigger trout are feeding on those small ones because they're like perfect munching size. Some of them, I know I caught one about a week and a half ago that was almost the size of my, I was throwing a corky. And it was about the same size as that corky. It was small. I don't know what caused that little trout to go for that lure and think that it was going to eat it. But it was feeling awfully confident that morning and went for that little lure.
You know, that's amazing how, you know, largemouth bass and speckled trout think they're so much bigger than they really are. I mean, it's incredible how big of baits they'll try to eat.
Yeah, that's one thing that always intrigues me. You know, I guess they're just instinctive, and they see something or feel some kind of vibration, and they see something in their peripheral, and they just snap at it, whether it's big or small. They don't know until they've got it in their mouth, and then they're like, "Oh no, it's too big for me." You know, I don't know.
That works. You know, a little trout, he'll bite off more than he can chew, and then a big trout will want something smaller profile. a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works.
Corky
bite's been good up here. I know some guys been wading, you know, using Fat Boy Shallow and doing pretty good on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the boat,
It's been good down here as well. I've been seeing quite a few big trout being caught on floaters and fat boys. And,
Corky's underrated bait. You don't hear many people talk about it, but that floating corky, it kicks some butt.
It does. I threw one last week for a good minute, and you got to really slow it down. And so here lately, I'm working my lure very fast, very aggressively. And, you know, I like to dust it off bottom real quick. I mean, it's like twitch, twitch, real fast. Let it fall, twitch, twitch. And on that fall is when they grab it. So going from that sudden change and that quick, you know, it's like, and not only that, I don't like to throw corkies with my Sarge Priest. Not saying you can't do it, but man, you really got to let it load up. And that Sarge Priest is made for a tail. It's for smaller baits. So I've got other rods that have a little bit more backbone. And then my Sarge Boss rod, it's one of the little eyelets is broke. And I've been waiting to see if Sarge is going to come down to Mansfield, because I don't like sending it. You got to put in that big tube, and it costs a bunch to send it. So I've been meaning to ask him, hey, you going to come down south so I can give you this rod? I love that rod there. It's very versatile. You can throw tails. You can throw corkies. You can throw bigger baits, heavier baits with that rod. It just has a lot more of backbone to it. It doesn't, you know, the Sarge Priest, it's whippy at the end, and that's to really feel every twitch, every bump, every drag, every thump. I mean, you sometimes I'll feel fish swipe my lure. I'll feel it when it swipes that lure, and you feel that lure just through the water. Just it's a weird feeling, but I can always feel when I miss a fish. I mean, it's that sensitive. And so because of that, it's hard to throw corkies with that rod. It's just way too much of a sensitive tip. So I like to throw the Boss with corkies. And like I said, that Boss that I have, it's got one of the little eyelets is broken. So I haven't, it's been out of commission for a while, so I need to get that fixed. But
I wonder how that got broke, because those are tough guides, those titanium recoil guides. They're tough.
I think, and I think it's because of my braid to mono knot. You know, sometimes it has just a little bit of, you know, the mono will stick out a little bit. And
when you cast out of there, it keeps hitting it as it goes through. Yeah. It's kind of like reeling a barrel swivel up in there. Yeah.
Right. Every time it goes through there a lot, it wears it down. And I believe that's what happened. Because sometimes I don't clip it flush to the line. It'll just have a tiny little bit sticking out, and just that little bit going through those eyelets is a lot of friction and a lot of times going through there. So I believe that's probably what happened with that one, because it's towards the end. I think it's the second or third little eyelet to the end at the rod tip. But that's another reason why I haven't been throwing corkies a whole lot, because I don't have the right rod for it. I carry two priests with me when I go out there, and one of them has a Salty Baits Hondo, and the other one has a custom lose. It's a light, custom light lose. And then here yesterday,
I had never thrown that reel.
Yeah, I like it.
A lot of people do. You know, a lot of people swear by the lose. But
that's all I threw until I got that Salty Baits Hondo, and I really enjoy that Salty Baits. It's the castability on it's phenomenal. it's just real smooth, but I think I've got some, I think a little bit of sand or something got in there, and I usually get them cleaned about every month, and it's due for a cleaning now. I brought it back with you. I'm going to take it to my
Well, as salty as that water is guy. Down there, just a salt crystal, you know, can
right.
mess it just up. Well,
absolutely. Yeah, it's it doesn't take much for something to get in there, and just something little and minor can make a huge difference in those reels. And so that's why I take them to get cleaned at least once a month. Even the reels that I don't use, right. I'll take them on the boat with me, but they still get wet. They'll get sprinsed. They'll get moisture on them. So I get them cleaned too, even though I'm not using it. But that salty baits hondo, I think it's got something in it. So I put it off to the side and I started using that.
What's it doing?
The lose. You know, when you're reeling it, it's not reeling smoothly. It's a little bit stiff. Like you reel it, and then all of a sudden you come through a little stiff spot, and then you have to kind of give it a little bit
kinda,
more.
Kind of bumpy, like, you know,
right.
when you're turning the handle.
Right.
Turn it over upside down and get you some rubbing alcohol and a cotton swab mm-hmm. and clean that worm gear.
Okay.
Underneath.
I'll do that.
Try that.
I'll
bet you $100 that'll fix it.
I'll do it today.
After you clean it, you know, just keep turning the handle and make sure you get all that worm gear real good. You'll see all the gunk and stuff come up on that Q-tip
yeah.
with it. And then
yeah.
clean it till you don't get any more of that residue or black stuff on there. And then put you a little bit of oil on it. I bet that'll cure your problem.
Okay.
That's
I'll,
what I do.
I'll open it up.
I keep it in the boat just in case, because I still like those old 13
fishing?
No, the E's, the gray ones.
Oh, the
And
mm-hmm.
they're machined so tight under that worm gear and everything there in the level wine that if you get any kind of salt crystal or debris in there, it'll do that. And I'll just clean it and keep on fishing. Works perfect.
Yep. Yep. I keep oil on the real oil on the boat with me all the time, but I'm always afraid of opening that reel up out there on the water. Always afraid of it falling out or something falling out, and then I will lose something. So I'm like, oh, I'll just wait till I get in and have it laid out on a table. But I'll do that. I'll do that when I get off the phone.
Got a question
I
from a listener. What knot do you use going from braid to mono when you're tying your leader on?
Yeah, I don't know the name of it. I've had that question before. I'm going to make a video because I've had that question.
Man, I tie an Albright, I tie a blood knot. I mean, there's several of them that you can tie. The problem is I hate tying those in the wind out there, man. When it's blowing like 25, 30 miles an hour and you got the braid and you're trying to twist it this way and then run your mono through there to make your knot. But you can do it. It's aggravating with that braid blowing around in the wind like it does.
See, the one that I use, the one that I tie is real simple and easy to do out there on the water, which makes it a lot simpler knot. And what I do is I get both tag ends of the mono and the braid and just lay them, side by side,
right,
and then make an overhand loop with both of them and run them both through it about three or four times, and then it cinches down. I mean, it's that simple. It's just boom, boom, boom.
I've never tied that one. I like complicated things.
I'm going to have to make a video because I've had a lot of clients and a lot of followers.
I tied the double uni knot too. You know, I forgot about that one. There's several of them. I don't know which one I like the best, but they all work.
Yeah, they all work.
They
I just try
up.
To use
that's, a, that's the main I'm, thing. You don't want any slippage once you get it cinched down and tightened up. You don't want any slippage.
No, and there's certain braid that does that. I've heard, Wind Tamer's one of them, or a certain line.
Yeah, and I remember the old Power Pro Slick. It would do that too. It was hard to.
Yes. That's one thing I love about.
Better luck trying the blood knot, and that one, you know, to keep it from slipping. That one seemed to grow right. better.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, let me knock this break out. I'll come back at you. We'll talk. We'll get all knotted up.
All right.
I'll be right back at you. All right. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 6:39. All right, Rihanna, we were talking knots.
Knots. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on you, the fisherman, which one you're, you know, comfortable with and easiest for you to tie under pressure conditions. That's when it's
absolutely
really on, when you stand in the middle of a bunch of big trout and you break one off, and now you gotta put new fluorocarbon on, attaching it to braid, and while you're in the middle of the fish, and mm-hmm. make sure you tie
yeah.
it good. Make sure you
yep.
You know, and a lot of people, the biggest mistake I see, they cast off all the time because when they tied their mono to their braid, they didn't lubricate it good. Just wet it good with saliva
right.
and cinch it down
yeah.
slowly, and then give it a little pop
yep.
at the end, and that knot's not going to slip, and it sure as heck
nope.
not going to break, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that happen a handful of times as well. You always have to lubricate it and give it a little pull, make sure it's secure, or else I've seen many pretty lures fling off of a fling way far away. Oh, because they didn't do that.
Just launch them, wrap it around the tip, or you know,
it's, or almost break a rod. Yeah. I've seen it, but yeah, I'm really big on simplicity. And the knots that I tie, they may not be textbook, but it's just something that I've figured out that works for me. And I, like I said, I need to make a video about it because I've had a lot of folks request that and ask me about it. And it's one thing for me to tell you, but it's hard to explain a knot. It's hard to explain how I do it.
Yeah,
in words.
You need, kind of a diagram or video to really explain it properly.
Yeah,
I don't know how to put it into words either. You know, I've been tying the knot since I was a little kid. The old timers used it. They just called it the double barrel knot.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like an improved clinch, but like if I'm going to tie to a lure direct, I'll go through the eye of the lure twice and make my loop, and then I'll come back up to the base of the line and wrap it around the line. The smaller the diameter, the more ramps, and then go back through the loop away from you and then grab the tag end with your teeth and just cinch it on down, kind of like a cinch knot or a clinch knot. And I've been tying that, I mean, back when I was a kid, I mean, we had that braided Dacron line back then. You know, it's kind of like our braid now. We tied knots with that. And then, boy, we thought it was unbelievable when they came out with mono. You know, everybody had been begging for mono. And, but that knot and like a polymer knot, that's probably the two most popular and the most dependable and consistent knots. It's never going to fail you, you know, a uni knot also, but, it's anybody's call, whatever you can tie the best and you got confidence in and it's easy on you. Just roll with it. You know, I think probably the, best knot for connecting two lines of the similar diameter, you know, because a lot of times, even in fly fishing and all that, that blood knot really works good. And then probably the double surgeon's knot when you're connecting lines of different diameters. That's probably a good one, kind of like the Albright is. So, you know, play with it. You don't have anything to do today, and you're just sitting around watching ball games, get your fishing line out and your leader material, start practicing.
Yeah, tie some knots.
let's knot out.
Yeah.
Knotheads. Everybody's a bunch of knotheads.
Yeah. Sunday's a good day to knot out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you got the non-slip loop knot. You know, that everybody likes to tie with their leader onto a jig head or a topwater or corky or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to make a video and put it out there for folks to see the knots that I've tied. Because like I said, I can't tell you how many folks have asked me to do that. So today's a good day to do it. Sunday. The only thing I'm doing today is picking up an HEB order, and I'll make a video about some knots.
Well, do it. I'll be looking for it.
All right. Yeah. I've got my Haney up for sale, and
you're already selling it.
Oh yeah.
Man, I remember I went wading with you, and it was brand spanking new.
I know. She's already got over 200 hours on it, and I've learned the hard way from trying to sell the shell water that the high hours on it just scares people, and not having warranties. So I was advised to sell it while it's got low hours and still has warranty. And I tell you, that's the best rig I've ever driven.
Yeah, it's a very nice rig. I can vouch for it. I've been in it, and boy, and it was not favorable conditions that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't, and she sure
rough
does
as a
handle.
Cob, man, that wind was cranking.
It was, yeah. We went straight through the thicket too, and she handled it beautifully. And I've had a lot of people ask me, "Are you okay? Is everything all right?" I'm like, "Yes, everything's okay. I'm just trying to get in a good rotation, selling the boat." I mean, you know, we put a lot of hours on our boats, and especially in Baffin. You know, I'm running. I'm running an hour every time I go out there, at least, or more. I know one day I put 4 hours on it. One day I put 4 hours on my outboard.
That's a lot of running, man.
Ran down the Gladys.
that's a haul.
Yeah.
From there is a Gladys. Yeah, that's a pretty good little run.
Yep. Hour
it's
and
even farther from marker 37.
Yeah. It's about a little over 2 hours. We timed it. It was an hour and 45 minutes from Williamson's to where we left from Gladys's, which was where I was basically fishing yesterday. And I was telling my guys, I said, I ran down here from Baffin once, and they're like, man, that's a long way.
I was fishing a tournament out of Rockport one time, and Lane and I had a couple of buddies that were running from Rockport all the way to Gladys.
Goodness gracious.
I said, well, I hope they're snapping when you get there, because as soon as you get them, you got to turn around and come back.
That's like an hour of fishing. 2 hours of fishing.
Well, they got them the first day, but the second day they didn't get them. So that's a bomb out.
Yeah, that's that's rough. And they can do that. That can happen.
Fishing time, fish close to the to the dock, and spend more time with my lure in the water.
Yep, I agree. This last tournament,
unless you just really have them, you know, if you've got them, just it's a slam dunk. I mean, you got to do it. You got to go.
Yeah, I think this last tournament, it took us 7 minutes to get where I wanted to be.
Oh, and that's good.
Fished there and stayed there, and that was it. Everybody was running either way north or way south, and I was like, no, what I need is right here. And that's the thing, you try to maximize your fishing time and minimize the run time, and that can ultimately lead to a higher success rate. And then one thing too, I was thinking about it, I think there's a little bit of luck mixed in with it, you know, just being at the right place at the right time. Of course, we collect data over a time period of pre-fishing, but man, there is a little bit of luck in that. I can't even imagine how many times I was just 10 feet off or 20 feet off of a good line. You know, I always wonder that. I wonder how many times that maybe my lure just passed in front of a trout. She just didn't want it. Or maybe she was faced the other way and I spooked her.
Happens all the time.
I can't even imagine how much it happens beneath the surface.
You know, when they're biting, though, it doesn't matter which angle you throw or which direction they're pointing, they'll come get it. But, man, when they're pointing in a certain direction and they want a bait moving a certain way, I mean,
they're
hard to catch, man.
Yeah, that's why I love it. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, but it's not that easy.
Is there a lot of fishing pressure in Mansfield right now? A lot of people fishing down there?
On weekends, yes.
It's pretty crowded.
Yeah, weekends you'll see a lot of drift fishermen, anglers out there. And usually they're pretty close. They're within a 5 mile radius. The Arroyo is becoming a little bit more crowded. I think it's kind of low profile now, but I think the word's getting out about it. And
back in the day, man, I knew some guys. That's where they fished all of. They used to catch some pigs down there.
That's
where they fished.
I think there's some pigs down there right now too. From what I've heard, I've been wanting to go down there. I just haven't. I always linger up north. I've heard that there's some pretty big ones down there right now. On the weekends, it tends to get crowded, and that's why I like to avoid weekends. If folks can fish during the week, I always encourage it. And of course, if not, then I understand with work schedules and whatnot. But if you can fish during the week, that is the time. Monday through Wednesday, that is the time to be out there. Less pressure, you know. Sunday, everybody's kind of going back home. It's starting to recoup. Areas are starting to recover from being burned, and there's certain areas too that I think those fish are just kind of used to that pressure. And there's areas that I know they get runned over and over and over, and you got to know that some of them are used to it, especially the ones that live there. The ones that don't move around a whole lot, You got to know that they're just like, it's just another Saturday, you know.
Right.
You know, so it's different. I mean, there's some areas too that don't get as much pressure than others, but like I said, within about 5 miles, 5 mile radius from Port Mansfield, on weekends, Friday through Sunday, really, you see a lot of pressure. You see a certain kind of boat, certain kind of angler out there. You know, and they're just out there to catch a couple, bring in a couple, and that's totally okay. You know, and but on the weekends, I like to kind of let everybody have at it and stay out of their way. And of course, yesterday,
let the weekend warriors have it. That's what I did that years ago.
Let them enjoy it.
Got tired of fighting it on weekends, and plus I was giving all my good wading holes away doing that.
Right.
And,
right.
So I decided, hey, if I can't make a living 5 days a week, then I'll just get out. I'll do something else.
Not to mention
we ran a lot of 7 days a week deals for a long time.
Yeah, I know. At the end of those 7 days, it's it catches up pretty quick, especially if you're out there for.
I ever ran, Blaine and I, we had an unbelievable summer here, calm and it was in the heat of the summer, real hot, but the gas wells, all the well pads were just loaded with big trout every day.
Mm.
I think we ran like, for Galveston, this is unheard of, 53 straight days.
Holy
before
moly.
Before the weather got us, you know, fishing deep structure like that.
Right.
And
gosh,
we were glad the weather turned south so we could have a couple of days off. We were burned,
I bet. My goodness.
Fishing out of the boat for 53 straight days in the heat. That was nasty.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Didn't even feel it though. Young and stupid back then. Loving it. Loving every minute of it.
Yep, I bet you were. Man, that's it's one thing wading in the summertime, in the middle of the summer, you can get away with it, but being on the boat in the summertime is a different ball game. Totally different ball game. You're getting beat up by the heat. Yeah. I commend you for those, what did you say, 53 days in a row?
Yeah, seeing for Galveston, you know, that it's gotta be calm every day to be able to do that. You know, fish all the well pads and all out in the middle. Because this bay gets real gnarly when the winds get up.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm sure it gets like how Baffin gets.
Worse. Baffin's a cakewalk.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll tell you another bay that gets real, you know, two other bays on this coast that are really bad is Corpus Christi Bay, if you're crossing that, headed back to Aransas, and West Matagorda Bay, and then Trinity Bay. I mean, those three right there, that's the worst boat rides I've ever had, been in those three bays.
Yep.
Terrible.
That last Legends and Lace, we ran across it coming back in. That was in March, I believe, or April. And it was blowing, and we were in a Haney Magnum. And man, oh man, I have a video. I'll send it to you. We were getting soaked. And going through Corpus Christi Bay, and it was brutal. So yeah, that is a brutal bay system when the wind picks up.
Boy, you get caught in the northern on Corpus Christi, West Matagorda, or Trinity, and you're on the wrong side of it. You're not gonna like it. Ooh,
no.
Like this morning, not good.
No.
All right, Rihanna. Well, hey, it was fun talking to you this morning. Glad we got to get all the good conversation in. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, I highly recommend it. They'll have a good time, and you'll grind them to the bitter end.
Sure will.
How they get
if you're up
of
for it. You can call me at 361-296-5400. Got some days available, so give me a call. Let's go find a big girl.
That'll work. All right. Rihanna, have a good Sunday. Good talking to you. See you next week.
Thank you, Mickey. All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.